Welcome to From Vision to Business, your roadmap to success, a podcast offering the tools, strategies, and insights you need to succeed. Whether you're starting from scratch or ready to level up, each episode delivers valuable advice to help you overcome challenges and build a business that works. Your host, Mira Jefferson, brings 25 plus years of business experience as an entrepreneurial consultant and is here to guide you. Your journey to success begins now.
Hey, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mira Jefferson, and today we're diving into something that's very close to my heart. What is that something? Well, that's helping women to take a bold step into starting their own businesses. This episode is for every woman out there who's been sitting on an idea, a dream, or even had just a spark of curiosity about their own business. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? Do you have a dream that you've been thinking of and it just won't let you go? If so, then grab a cup of coffee, find a comfy seat, and let's talk about it. I want to start with the truth. What is that truth? That truth is about fear. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of starting something new and failing? If you are, then that's completely normal. There's this little voice in the back of our heads all the time that says, "What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough?" And at times, that voice can be very loud. But here's what I want you to know. Fear doesn't have to mean that you're not ready. Fear doesn't mean that you're not ready. Fear just means that you care. It means that this idea that you have is very important to you. And let me tell you one thing. The women that I know who have succeeded didn't succeed because they've never felt fear. They succeeded because they felt it and did it anyway. And I want to tell you something. I have a friend of mine who I truly respect, and she told me being afraid is okay. Being afraid and letting it stop you, that's what's wrong. Don't let that stop you. Don't let fear stop you. Courage is being afraid and doing it anyway. Now, I know some of you are thinking, who am I to start a business? Well, let me ask you this question. Who are you not to start it? Women bring something very unique to the table. We see things different from all angles. We solve problems in creative ways, and we build businesses that don't just make money, they make an impact. Think about all those things you've already done in your life. Maybe you've raised your kids, and while you were raising your kids, you were managing your household, and you held down a job. Maybe even all three at once. If you can do that, then trust me, you can figure out how to run a business. Remember, starting a business isn't about being perfect. It's about being resourceful, adaptable, and willing to learn. Let's talk about starting small. Why starting small? Because I know the idea of launching a business can feel overwhelming. You don't have to have it all figured out right away. Maybe that's just writing your idea down. Maybe it's doing a little research here and there. Maybe it's just offering your product or service to just one person. Start where you are and with what you have. Your business doesn't need to be big or shiny all in one day. It just needs to start. So the question rises, what happens when you say yes? Now, here's the best part. Once you take that first step, doors start to open. Opportunities you never imagined will come your way. And yes, there will be challenges, because there always are challenges. But each one of those challenges is going to teach you something valuable about you and about your business and about the world around you. I remember when I started one of my first businesses, I was terrified. I didn't know if I'd make it. But I learned more in those first few months than I ever could have in a book or a seminar. And that knowledge was priceless. And there's one more thing that I want to remind you of. You do not have to do this alone. There's a whole community of women out there who have been where you are and who are cheering you on. Find those ones and lean on them, whether that person is a mentor or friend or even a network of other women in business. Having support makes all the difference. And hey, I'm here too. All right, I'm going to leave you with a little homework today. You ready for it? Take 15 minutes this week and write down the one thing that you want to accomplish with your business. Not a whole plan, just one thing. Maybe it's as simple as, I want to help people, or I want to make some money. Not that one. Maybe it's something as simple as, I just want to help people, or I want to make my own schedule. And once you have it written down, ask yourself, what's one small step I can take to move toward this goal? Then do that one thing. Starting a business is a leap of faith, but it's one of the most empowering things you could ever do. All right, my friends, that's it for today's episode. If you found this helpful, share it with one of your friends who might need a little encouragement. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. Until next time, I'm Mary Jefferson, and this is From Vision to Business Roadmap. Remember, big ideas, one step at a time.